Today on our Tuned In program, we are going to be visiting with Boone Clerk Finance Officer Andrea Elmquist. We make sure you pull the microphone closer so everybody can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so your first time getting to do this.
Yes.
She's going, oh, no, I don't want to do this. No, thanks for filling in for Bill.
Sure.
And covering this. I know he's had some other things going on, but so for those that don't know, Andrea's been our finance officer clerk, 22 years?
Yeah. So the clerk was actually added on about 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
But I've been a finance officer for 20-some years.
Okay. So what's new and happening in finance? I got to say, it's obviously the big things are we have coming up the budget and all of that's going to be happening. So you felt pretty good. And again, over the last couple of years, you've been able to put together budget pretty well. Some of the policies, some of the things that have been in place for the city have really helped to keep that budget pretty stable.
Yeah, we have a very conservative reserve policy, and we've been able to keep that, meet those goals, and we have a good balance, and we've been able to keep our budgets balanced, without having to dip into those reserves.
Okay. And I know one of the things that's been happening recently, we'll talk a little more about that, but on the finance side, you've picked up quite a significant amount of additional work keeping track of things like grants and things like that. That's a whole new area with all the economic development we've had going on.
Yeah.
And people wonder about that, but yeah, anytime you get a grant or you're working with some of the developers in some of the things that you're working back and forth with the county on tax rebates and things like that, that's additional work that needs to be done.
Absolutely. Boone has got a lot going on for it right now. We have a lot of big projects at the water and the sewer plant. Both of those are bonds where you're keeping track of the project, not only on the bidding side, which is normal, but then you also have to keep track of everything on the bond side, which is double the duty because everything you do on the accounts payable side, you have to do on the bonding side of it, along with drawdowns. And then we just got done with a big project out at the airport.
And there you've got federal money tied in with
yes,
the, which
absolutely.
Is additional as well.
Yes. Yes. And then we have the housing grant. Mm-hmm. And of course, BDF has been really popular this year. So, yeah, it's been a busy time in the finance department.
Well, let's talk a little bit about one of the things that happened earlier in the month, and it's called the Capital Improvement Plan. People wondered, why aren't you doing more roads and things like that? And sometimes I tell them, I said, well, because they spent the money here and there. And again, there are certain areas where things can be spent. But when you do the Capital Improvement Plan, you really look long range, and you look at a variety of how do we her responsibility, folks, is where is the money coming from? People will say, we like this project. We need to move forward with this project. Where can we fund this? How can we fund this? And that's when they turn to Andre and say, what options do we have?
Yes. And I like to look long ways out there. And especially when I've got department heads and city administrators coming at me with all kinds of projects and big lofty goals. And I want to meet those goals. So what I like to do is put an Excel spreadsheet together, listing out all the projects and then listing out 5 to 10 years out and figuring out how we're going to meet those goals. And then on top of that, if bonding is required, then we have to figure out another tool on top of that on how we're going to bond or how we're going to pay for those bonds. I think for fiscal year 2025, we're just over $5 million in projects. So that includes the water and the sewer plant, Story Street, a big airport project again. That's just about $800,000. So, yeah, it's... There's a lot of moving pieces to the budget.
And then, yeah, and how the big part is, how are we going to pay for it? And you look at different sources.
Yes.
I mean, I know some of the different things. Well, obviously, there's really, it's not property tax, but it's funds that come if you have street projects, things like that. It's road use money that comes in.
Right. We have a road use policy. Probably 10, 15 years ago, the state increased road use tax by 10 cents. And we put that amount of money set aside. It's about $250,000 a year towards infrastructure. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I try to get that built up over a few years. So we can do a bigger project. There's also STP grant money that we get allocated every year that we put towards infrastructure. We like to build that up also to make sure that we are getting a bigger project done, a bigger bang for our mm-hmm. buck, per se. But yeah.
And that helps, I mean, you know, with all this planning, it helps you avoid having to bond if you can. And that's one of the things you like to do is not bond if you don't have to. There are certain times when you do want to bond to keep your rates, keep your position looking good. But Boone's always been pretty aggressive about repaying bonds.
Yeah, we try to keep it at a 10-year bond. Lately, we like the water and the sewer ones, that was approximately $5 million between the two of them. So in order to make that work, those are going to be 20-year bonds. You always want to kind of look at the lifespan of what you're doing when you're determining that. Awesome. Then we also have local option sales tax that mm-hmm. We can use for capital projects. We use about $120,000 of that each year for streets also. And then a lot of times that's for vehicles. We've got a pool painting project going on this sure. fall, probably after the pool closes. We got a lot going on.
It's busy. I told somebody one time, I said, if you look at the five-year like capital the CIP, the five-year CIP, you're talking pretty close to maybe about $30 million.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously not all of it's going to happen at once, and some may not happen for several years. We've seen that happen before. I keep thinking of West Park and South Marion. I mean, that was one of those on your CIP for several years. Well, West 8th Street, one that's going to be done here shortly, that's been on there for 5-6 years already.
Yeah, and sometimes we have those planned and something more important comes up and we have to delay those. So, West Park and Marion, I think, has probably been on there at least 15 years.
So, and now it's done.
It is done, and we got that new development going out there, so it'll be great.
Well, let's talk, I mean, that's just on the CIP plan, you know, how much work has to go into putting that all in place. I do think it's pretty amazing because they always turn to you and say, how are we going to pay for this? What are our options? What's out there? So at least someone's keeping track of it. Don't go away. You are going to get another finance officer. Yeah. You're kind of shifting some responsibilities a little bit.
I am. We have somebody that we have offered the position to. We're still doing some background mm-hmm. check and stuff, so I don't want to disclose the person's name yet. She will be learning basically what I do on the financial side. Then I'll continue to do the clerk duties.
Clerk responsibilities, help with some administrative things.
Yeah.
You already work, I mean, department heads come to you first and say, can we do that? I mean, you know, then we go to see Mr. Skinner or something like that. I mean, it's one of those things. They have ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's going on.
And Bill and I make a great team in regards to that. If they're more comfortable going to him and then coming to me, or they come to me and then they kind of buffer through and then get to Bill.
First, they like to know if they can afford something.
Yes, yes. So, or if it's even legal. That's typically the question I get. Can we do this?
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the economic development, because we have, again, seen that. We've talked about the housing projects, things like that. But you do get grants, again, with working with Ames EDC. They do a lot of grant writing applications. The housing one, I know the rehabilitation one. That's one, and they handle a lot of the paperwork for you. But you have to keep track of the dollars for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm lucky Brenda really kind of does the application process. She kind of goes out and gets those confirms that they all meet their requirements. Mm-hmm. They submit all their application information and their receipts to her. She reviews it, and then she sends it on to me, but I'm the one that has to issue the check and make sure that all the documents are accounted for, because obviously we go through a annual audit, and those are things that they look at.
They do come back and take a look at those. And again, it's one of those that's proven to be pretty successful.
We just are starting our second round of that. We're accepting applications. We spent almost all of our money. There was a little over $1,000 left of last year's money that we'll be able to include in this year.
Add to it. So, again, that's out of the Central Iowa Housing Trust. And, again, that was one of those things we didn't really know about that until she started helping with some of the housing things.
Right. Correct.
Take advantage of that opportunity.
Absolutely.
Well, we've had a lot of residents take advantage of it, that's for sure.
Yes.
And I know they're still going through the application process on that. But that's all information. If people are wondering, that's information that she keeps. It's all private, and it's not exchanged with the city at all.
No.
Just the bills that come in and said, these are all good to reimburse.
We do have a small committee that goes through those applications and determines who's going to get granted what, but those are kept at Central Iowa at AMCDC.
Okay. That's all happening. Got to ask about, let's do the tax rate thing here coming up. I'm looking at the time. I don't want to go to the tax rate. Again, the legislature at their last session, and I know you followed it pretty closely. Well, obviously you had to. What kind of impacts are going to have on the budget? But when the legislature approved their property tax reform bill, did make some changes in things that you were doing already. The maximum tax rate levy was something that had been done. Legislature had put in place before. And I know some people look at it and wonder, it's property taxes are pretty complex. So the big challenge here is you do try to keep that rate either consistent, but there are increasing costs. So we do know that the amount of dollars that the city receives does go up. It goes up. Okay. Roughly what, about 80% of our is personnel related, people related?
Oh, yeah.
Our budget?
Yeah. That'd
at
be
least that
close.
Much. And our number of employees really hasn't increased.
No. We did a hiring freeze back in probably 2007, I believe it was. Yeah. And we have stayed pretty steady since then. I think we hired a firefighter last year.
So, but it's been pretty consistent. Yeah. Public Works stays in that area. People don't understand, I think. They think, property taxes are paying for everything. Not necessarily. Road use tax pays for a lot of Public Works.
Yeah, they pay for everything but their benefits.
So that's where a lot of our road use tax dollars goes, plus into other projects.
Yeah.
Water and sewer. Those funds you got to keep separately. They're enterprise funds.
Right, correct. So basically you treat those as separate businesses. And those, we do not use property tax at all to help fund those.
So most of it is our personnel, a general fund part.
Yeah.
Parks, police, fire,
library.
Parks, library.
And administration.
And administration. So those are the big ones that are in there. Good luck there. Anyway, when the legislature changed that, I know there was some concern because what kind of impacts it going to have? We really didn't know for sure. And that was right on the heels of where, I'm sorry, but Department of Management made a little error in the tax asking. You were able to cover that. And part of that was by redoing our health insurance.
Yeah.
You had a substantial savings there.
$300,000 is what we saved with switching our health insurance last year. That was a big savings. We're with a bigger group, so hopefully we don't feel the voluntary movements on health insurance that a lot of companies do. So, yeah, that was a great move.
We got that done, able to cover that shortfall that we were going to experience in the general fund. How is it structured now with general fund? Boone always had the 810, or has for decades, a long time. They were at $8.10, the general fund portion of the budget. Has other things been added in there? Do we still have the same thing? I don't understand what the legislature did when they did that revamping.
Sure.
So what are you looking at when you look at that?
So we actually are very lucky. in addition to the A10, you can levy, or you used to be able to levy, an additional up to 27 cents per $1,000 for an emergency fund levy. We have not done that in years, but that has gone away. So for us, we really did not see a reduction in regards to how much our levy could go up or be reduced. So we were stuck at that 810, but it was not a cut to us in regards to funding.
Some of it is going to be in the areas of what is taxable, I think, in how that works out, right?
Yes. So on the commercial side, it got a little bit more complex. Of course, a few years ago, they reduced it from 100% taxation to 90%. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, they included a business tax credit where commercial properties get a $150,000 off of their assessed values, and then they're only paying 90% off of that also. So that affects the city on the amount of property taxes we get. Along with that, they increased some homestead credits for those that are over 65 years old. They increased the military tax credits exemptions, and those are all things that affect the city's amount of property tax that we receive.
Okay. The I think when you were talking, I thought of one that some of the things that are happening. We do have, again, with all of that going on, I know that a lot of people, what was it, last time the county did the valuations, updated the assessments,
values.
And, of course, at that time, we, you know, one of the big things, everybody saw that go up. But taxable value, that's what the assessed value is. The taxable value is a whole different number.
Yeah.
And that could only go up by, I think, 3%, 2%, 3%, or whatever the state legislature has set for that.
Right. So that's also based off of your rollback. So you get, when you get your tax document from the county, it's going to tell you your 100% assessed value, but that's not where we're getting our taxes from. We're actually getting it off of your taxable value. So that's your rollback. And that we took a pretty good, the city took a pretty good hit, but it benefits our citizens, so that's always good. But it's 44% this year.
So that dropped noticeably, that part did. But the value is still up. So then it's in the matter of, like in the city, the school, well, actually everybody that's on that list puts together the final tax bill.
Yeah.
What we're looking for.
So the city share, this hasn't been passed, obviously, but what we're looking at is to remain the same at our 15.12 cents per thousand. If there was no increase in your assessed value or your taxable value, you would actually see about a 15% reduction. However, like you said, we all know that valuations are going up. That's not within the city's realm. That's with the assessor, and we don't have control over that.
And he bases his on what's being sold, and we've seen a lot of homes sold, built and sold in the community.
Absolutely.
That has an impact on what's going on. Still have a lot of growth going on.
Our
projects that are going on West 8th Street, or on 8th Street, I should say, not West, but what Crawford, if you drive on it, you know it, again, by the practice field and by the old
Crawford to Division on 8th Street. Is we started it actually last fall, and so we'll be finishing that up this spring.
We see already some work going on out there. Some of the intakes, some of the things like that. The other one is we got a lot of people marking, doing a lot of locates on the west side of town. Ogden Telephone.
Yes.
Going to continue their expansion. That's
absolutely
good. We like that.
Yes.
A lot of people are looking forward to that service, so they're going to be coming up and going quickly. Then the other big one, of course, that'll be coming up here is going to be Story Street. This is... I mean, it's been talked about, again, this has been about 5 years or so in that CIP plan, but with the work going on with Main Street, the council really felt this is something we can do and really show that we're supporting this effort.
Absolutely. So they're going to be doing a mill-in overlay from Mamie to 11th Street, and then 50 feet on each, going east and west on each intersection. So And that's just what we've got mm-hmm. planned now. We do have some alternatives in there that we'll be taking a look at, too.
So the plan's out for bid now, or are they? Where are we at on that?
No, we have a public hearing set for April 15th, I believe it is.
Yeah. On the plans and things like
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah. Okay. To approve the plans and specs, yep.
So, and then try to get that out.
I believe the deadline for the bids is May 16th.
So we'll see if we can't get it done, put together this fiscal year, but paid out of the next fiscal
Correct.
Year.
Correct.
People have
yes.
to remember that.
Yeah.
So I know it's not easy to keep track. I was going to ask you on the hearing that's coming up or even on the budget. If people have questions, do they just assume they know, or do they come and ask you? I mean, you're willing to answer questions
Absolutely.
On these things, too.
Yeah, most of the time, I think people avoid coming and asking questions, so we do welcome that. You can always call my office or the city administrator. He understands the budget, too. Or we have the public hearing coming up at 5 o'clock on Monday.
So come and attend if you wish, or watch
yes.
on Zoom. You can do that.
Absolutely.
Those are all the opportunities that we have available there. Was this hard?
No.
No, it wasn't that tough. I think a lot of people will probably don't, you know, they think back to, well, we used to get this and we only had people in there doing the water bills and things like that by hand, but it's a lot different now, and you've just upgraded yeah. things like your computer system, which was a challenger, too. again, I mean, this is all part of yeah. what you have to do to keep up with everything.
Yeah, so our new software really has put us into modern world technology. It allows us to do so much more things efficiently. People are doing things more electronically. It wasn't just a financial software. It covered the building department. It covered our CSO, our utilities. I actually included accounts receivable. It was a very big software conversion.
And it took a while to get
yes.
it done.
And we're
there
still
were
working
a hiccup or two in there.
Absolutely.
There always is, but got yeah. it worked out.
Yes.
So. As yep. long as people had patience, we can do it, too.
Yeah. I think there was a month or two that we had some issues with utility bills at the yeah, very
yeah.
beginning.
As I recall, there were. And again, you do have a group, again, that handles the utility department, but you got to keep track of all the finances all the way around.
Absolutely, so, yep. So. Yeah.
One of the challenges, too. Now, new help coming, so. It'll
yes.
be interesting to watch how we keep growing and keeping up with everything, because that's the big one. Plus, we have more. I know there's more economic development things that continue to be in the works. It's not you're not standing still.
No,
there are just a lot of things going forward.
We have lots of talking and lots of discussions. So it's actually a very exciting time with Boone. Like I said, I've been here 22 years, and I would say this is probably my busiest year I've ever had. And not only on the software side, but definitely on the economic development side.
So
exciting.
It adds more dollars for you to keep
yes,
track of.
Absolutely.
That's okay. Andrea Elmquist, our city clerk, finance officer at this time for the yep. City of Boone. Thanks for joining us this time.
Thank you.